Some of those losses are in a northern San Diego suburb called Rancho Bernardo. On Monday, people evacuated before dawn as flames headed their way. Yesterday, authorities let them back in just as the president dropped in to see the damage himself. And as those homeowners got a glimpse of what the fires had left behind, NPR's Ted Robbins was there.
Jacqueline Johnston had no idea what she'd find when she walked into her home.
I used to make everybody take off their shoes because I have white carpet, but...
The carpet soiled from ash. Other than that,
I have one broken bedroom window, and that's it. So I am so blessed.
She's lucky, too. Fire destroyed 38 out of 52 homes on this cul-de-sac alone. Now that her home is safe, Jacqueline Johnston says she's going to work to help her neighbors. She sells real estate.
And I'm an agent with Prudential, so I will help everybody find rental property and move in.
Yeah, we don't know where we're going to live after this. There's going to be a lot of us looking for places to live.
Leanne Tennant and her 15-year-old daughter Allie were renting their home a few miles away. They had no renter's insurance when it burned completely. All they have left are some dishes and the shell of Leanne Tennant's old sports car.
It's my MG I bought when I graduated from high school. And I'm just going to restore it again. I think it's past that now.
Leanne Tennant says she's still numb and confused. The grief hasn't set in yet. The confusion is understandable. Look around this neighborhood and you see the absolutely random nature of the fire. A destroyed home here, then three houses untouched, or something in between. Marilyn Askins and her family came home to find their front yard completely blackened.
It's just incredible. I pulled up and I just went, oh my God. You know, there's no way this house could have survived this. And there's no hardly any damage at all in the interior. So we're very grateful.
The Askins stood on the sidewalk talking with their neighbor, Tony Cardell. They all marveled at his luck. Cardell lost two cars, but firefighters saved his house.
It looks like my Jeep burned to the ground. But obviously the firemen put it out before it caught the garage on fire.
Come on in, the door's open.
There is no door in Jim Noyce's house. There is no house. Noyce, his wife Paris, and their 15-year-old son Gunnar are just now seeing what's still here, or more accurately, what's not.
Yeah, but it's the memories like those 100-year-old Bibles that I collected that weren't protected, those are gone. You know, all my mom's stuff, all the photos of my son, we don't have any photos of him at all as a child now. All his handprints and porcelain, all his baby teeth, you know, it's all gone. I mean, literally nothing left at all.
Their son is still wearing his pajamas. He was sleeping while his dad was getting ready for work before dawn Monday. The wind had been howling all night when a neighbor knocked on the door.
So I was going out the door to work. I mean, the winds are probably doing 70. The flames are about 100 feet in the air. And came out and everyone was screaming. And that really just, I mean, it freezes you. And the fire wasn't playing fair. It was going sideways. It was coming over the hill like a wave. It was like the sun touching the earth is what it was like. It was a nightmare.
Jim Noy says he's been crying a lot. This is his family's first house.
We just bought the home on August 28th. We just bought it. And so I made my first payment October 1st, and we moved into our dream home. And it was beautiful. It was beautiful.
There's a lesson here, says Jim Noyce, and somehow, from a man in shock, it doesn't sound trite.
Never in the world did I think something like this would happen. Never. Sunday, we're making dinner, everything's fine, we're watching the Malibu fires on TV and feeling for them. And the next very day, you know, you're left homeless with nothing. That quick, it can change for you. That's a lesson for everyone.
Ted Robbins, NPR News, San Diego.